This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The leader of the Lebanese militia Hezbollah said on Friday his group must retaliate after a presumed Israeli strike hit a Beirut neighborhood this week, killing a senior U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas official. Without a response, Hassan Nasrallah said all of Lebanon would be vulnerable to Israeli attack. He appeared to be making the case for a response to the Lebanese public, even at the risk of escalating the fight between Hezbollah and Israel, but he gave no indication of how or when the militants would act. Israel's bombardment and ground invasion to eradicate Hamas have pushed almost all Palestinian towards Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In nearly every plot of land that stretches west from the city of Rafah, thousands of nylon tents have sprung up for those without a house to shelter in. The Rafah area had a pre-war population of around 280,000, a figure that's bulged to over 1 million in recent days, according to the UN. As the displaced population grows, life in the border city with Egypt becomes more desperate by the hour as people struggle to find food and drinking water. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of people gathered in Tehran on Friday for funerals of victims killed in twin bombings in Kerman 2 days earlier at a memorial for top commander Qasem Soleimani, who was assassinated in Iraq in 2020 by a U.S. drone. Nearly 100 people were killed in the blast, claimed by the Islamic State. Tehran often, though, accuses Israel and the United States of backing anti-Iran militant groups that have carried out attacks in the past. This is